Chapter 14, Devotional 28. Jesus is your high priest, a recommendation that lasts for eternity. Hebrews 5, verses 5 and 6 say, "So too Christ the Messiah did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed and exalted by him who said to him, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' As he says also in another place, 'You are a priest appointed forever, after the order of the rank of Melchizedek.'" In the business world, bosses are supposed to defend you and take up for you with senior management. Most of the time, former bosses will even come to your aid and serve as a willing reference and vouch for you when you're in transition and interviewing with a new potential employer. Good bosses don't leave you defenseless. They go to bat for you. In the first verse of chapter 5, we find these words, "For every high priest chosen among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in things relating to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins." In the verses we just heard, Paul tells us that Jesus was appointed our high priest forever. In his role as our high priest, Jesus gives us these things. First, his living word. Second, the gift of salvation, gift of the Spirit, his grace. Third, an example of how to live and treat others. Fourth, protection when he prayed to God for us. Fifth, keys to the kingdom of heaven, divine power and might. Sixth, everything we need to overcome Satan and the powers of darkness. Seventh, victory on the cross and destruction of strongholds. Eighth, power to perform miracles, heal the sick, and cast out demons. Ninth, the blessing connection when we offer our tithes. Above all this, Jesus, our high priest, made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross on our behalf. He willingly endured humiliation, torture, and crucifixion on the cross and shed his blood for us. Jesus, who was without sin, paid the full penalty for our sins. He stood before Satan in hell and God in heaven and defended us. Child of God, have you spent time lately with Jesus, your high priest? Have you taken advantage of the gifts and sacrifices he made for you? Jesus has already gone before God for you. He has vouched for you, and his recommendation lasts for all eternity. Jesus is the only reference you will ever need. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to stand before you on my behalf. Jesus, you are my high priest. Draw me into a deeper relationship with you today. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.